Welcome to the Gifters Podcast. I'm your host, Christopher Kai. This podcast is sponsored by the GPS Online Program, which teaches you how to turn your story into a successful speaking and online coaching business. For more information, go to ChristopherKai.com. Our guest today is Rhonda R. Parker. Rhonda is an educator and advocate in the fields of autism and Asperger's. Rhonda, welcome to our podcast.
Thank you. Thank you for having me today.
So Rhonda, when we talk about autism, I have a very personal connection. I have two very, very, very close friends. One friend has a son who's on the spectrum. Another friend, she has a son on the spectrum, which unfortunately is on the very severe autism. So he, I think, is 17 years old now. So I have two friends that both have challenges with their sons. And so I personally am very inspired by the work you do. And I'm curious, how come you chose this field? Because so many parents and so many kids are dealing with autism. And so tell us the personal journey for you. What started you on that journey?
Well, really, I was raised, my mom worked with people. She worked in, retirement center, and she actually worked in a school system as a custodian, which I think is one of the most amazing jobs because you cannot have a school without it. Yeah. So the bottom line is, at the age of 7, when I would go to work with her, there were actually some people with disabilities that lived there. But the thing is, I loved about it, I didn't know. So I would go in there and have conversations, and they became my friends, true story. And one young man was named Bo, and I found out later he had Down syndrome. But, you know, back then, years ago, they used to, you know, say a derogatory name. And I used to say, well, why is he in here? And when I got older, I was like, why he's not out there with people his age and living a life? Why is he in here with elderly people? And he was only like in his 20s. And unfortunately, that's what happens a lot of time. They're placed in centers and homes. And I understand some family members, they're unable to take care of them. So as time went along, you know, I went to school. I had got my bachelor's in rehabilitation studies. And I got my master's in special education. And I started as a substitute teacher. But I met this one special young man in 2006. He was on the spectrum. And he actually was diagnosed with autism on the severe side, and he had bit his bottom lip off. I'm serious. He had holes all over his body, and they said that he would never be able to function. Well, within a year and a half, he was actually saying sentences at the age of 11. We went from him not being able to walk down the hall to where I was actually his personal teacher. I was his bus monitor because no one seemed to understand him. So I rode the bus home with him. I worked with him on weekends. I worked with him on holidays because it was like a spark in me, because he was actually my first autism. Now imagine going into special ed and you walk in the door. I knew I wanted to be a special ed teacher because I had worked in corporate, but my heart was like, I want to teach. And they actually put me in general ed, and I was like, no, I want to be in special ed. So I actually left the school district and went to another district, and because they were like, you're so good with kids. I taught general ed, second grade, but that's where my heart was at. So anyway, I met him and worked with him, and we did a 180 degree turn where he could communicate. He could actually be able to get out. I was taking him into the community. He actually could ride in a vehicle with me without no support. He was no longer severely aggressive. And I could actually sit down and teach him. And that's really the goal. I saw in his eyes his potential. But unfortunately, at the time, you know, he had all these people who had all these degrees. And that's why I tell people, my passion is seeing the inner ability, tapping into their inner ability. And everybody used to say that, Rhonda, that's really your ministry. I didn't understand that, to be honest, till now. So what I'm doing actually through Parker Autism, I say what we do is we want to empower, engage, educate, and employ. So I actually have another organization called Bacon to Impact. And what we want to do is to be able to offer job opportunities. That's one of the businesses that we're developing. where they can come in and get training, and they don't have to stay with Parker Autism Center or the organization, but sometimes you just need a little support. I call it a hand up, because I think everybody needs to support regardless if you have a disability or whatever's going in your life. So really, that's really where my impact comes from. I don't look at, okay, they're severe. They, you know, and I know people look at that, but I actually, so I can share with you, during my first camp that I had several years ago, three of the students, even though it may be small, but it's a lot, but two of them work at a university now, and another one works for a school district. And they were in self-contained, the type of classroom you were saying that your friend child is in severe.
Yeah.
Yes. They were in a self-contained class.
Yeah.
But two of them work at SMU.
That's phenomenal.
And another one. Yes.
No, again, your story is so inspiring. It's very moving. It reminds me of Dr. Father, I think his name is Boyle. He created this Homeboy Industries in LA, where he takes former gangbangers and he created a whole industry where it was a bakery where, like you said, what are these kids going to do? In his case, it's about gangbangers. Your case is about people that have autism. But the whole point is you are literally giving them a purpose in life. And so it's so inspiring that what you're doing. And so it was from this one inspiration. And how do you find your clients, this whole Parker Autism Center? Did they come to you? Is it through the school system?
Okay, really, they referred. Like yesterday, I received a call where people referred them. But my goal is the blessing, and I can say that I have a full board, and that's where we're working on growing, because I actually have a physical space in Dallas, Texas, that I'm working to get open. It is my first space, and that's what we want to do. But I want to go into their neighborhood. I have the mindset, you know, a lot of times, because the house to me is just like the church. You go to church to be fed, but the house to me is all over the world. So that's my goal, is for us. I have a mindset of, okay, we're creating programming, but I want to bring it out into other locations, into other industries. And really believe, yes, because they have to learn to live where they're at. A lot of time I see parents having to move across country, for example, because they were like, oh my God, they got this great program, which is wonderful, wonderful. But due to me working in Title I schools, that's the reality, which I chose and I love, the underserved and anybody, but they are, they typically do not have the funding, but I am about supporting any child or anyone. So I actually did a virtual summer camp, for example. So I'm working on creating virtual opportunities. I have a gaming system that I'm working to put in place. So it's a lot of things that are coming up where they're learning and they're educating, but they also down the line, they're building their work. You know, what do they want? That's what it comes to me. It's not about me. It's like, what is your goal? What is your end in mind? Like, we have an end. They should have the same opportunity.
And that's very inspiring, Rhonda. And I love the fact that it's, you have both a nonprofit perspective and also a for-profit, because again, you can't build a sustainable model perhaps if you don't have a way to generate money. And so what compelled you to really have that focus where you want to help them get jobs?
Well, years ago, to be honest, when I first got out of college, I was an employment consultant. That was my first job. But the thing is, I only made $20,000. 20-some, so you really didn't make a lot of money, you know, in the nonprofit world. But you know what? That was one of the best jobs I loved. Mm-hmm. Because when I walked in, they were like, all the clients that was there, unfortunately, was sheltered workshop back then. They never been out. They never been exposed. And at the age of 50, I had my first client who was 50 years old, had her first job.
Wow.
She had all those years had been institutionalized. And she went from one job and working at the Olive Garden to two jobs in volunteering. And I thought about, what if she had had an opportunity? And that's my motto. Everyone deserves opportunity, because she could not retain or remember people. Like if she see me every day, she would call me a different name. And you have to learn to humble yourself. And that's my personality, to not focus on what they cannot do. I just like, okay, what's my name today? Let's work. And I use pictures. That's how I taught her. I taught her through pictures, and she turned out to be, they loved her. They loved her. And she rose silverware, but for her, that was the best job in the world. She learned to get on the bus. I'm also certified bus trained. So I just go back to that time of saying that feeling that I felt. So imagine how they felt being all these years institutionalizing. Wow, I'm able to go to the store. Oh, yeah. I'm able to go shopping. It's just the simple things a lot of people take for granted that they don't get.
Yeah. Rhonda, I don't know what your middle name R stands for, but it should be called Recharge, because you really recharge your clients, the people around the world, just me listening to your story. Again, it's one, like teachers, as I said to you, Rhonda, my mom was a former school teacher. I love teachers, but the teachers that work with the more special needs, it takes a very different type of person, because it does require so much more patience. And so thank you so much for doing what you do with the people you do with, because we need more people like you, Rhonda. You're like an angel as well as a superhero. Thank you so much for what you do. How can our guests stay in touch with you and learn from you?
Yes, they can contact me. I'm on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram at Parker Autism Center. Also, my email is contact@parkerautismcenter.org. And also, I do have a website, parkerautismcenter.org, or I can be reached at 469-279-4198. And thank you so much. I'm about building relationships and partnerships, and really just want to make a difference and to help not only the clients, but the family. Yeah. Because it really does take a village. It really does.
Well, thank you for being part of our Gifters Podcast Village, Rhonda. Have a great day.
You too. Thank you.
Thank you for listening to the Gifters Podcast. If you want to learn how to turn your story into a successful speaking and online coaching business, go to christophakai.com to learn more.